Hi guys, it's Vintage here, trying out another new and crazy idea that I just might drop like I've dropped a million others. Anyways, this was more like a dare thing, like you cannot do it. I'm like, I can do it. You can do it, but okay, fine, I'll just do it right now. And here I am. Okay, it's been a long dream of mine to just have this place where I talk and talk and never shut up. And I know it's not healthy, but I do that a lot. And having a podcast, I felt, would be more like a healthy way of channeling that talkative inside of me, you know? So here we are doing this. Okay, so basically, this idea came to me this evening. I'm currently recording this at 9 p.m. on a Thursday night, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but we'll figure it out along the way. Okay, so in front of me right now, I have a little to-do list sort of on this very episode that I'm recording. So it's our very first episode, and I felt like I should do the most basic things possible, which include introducing myself, introducing what exactly I want to do with this, telling you guys my plan in the long and short run, just general ideas of what I would be doing today and every other episode on this very. Is this a show? What I call it, a show? I don't think it's a show. It should be like a program. No, like, you know what? I'm just gonna call it, I'm just gonna call it a show. Nothing else is coming to my head, so I'm just gonna call it a show. So let's just move straight into it. Okay, so introducing myself for the purpose of this podcast, my name is Vintage. No, my name is Vintage. It's just that I don't actually ever give out my last name. I don't think it's necessary. I feel like that's a bad thing, but you know, I've gone along with it for a really long time. It's like a part of me now. But hey, no judgments, okay? No judgments. So my name is Vintage. I am 100 level student of University of Lagos, studying law. What else should I say? Okay, so basically I'm a writer. I'm into acting. Well, I would like to be into acting. I absolutely hate chores, because I've been doing that all my life. I like to sleep. I have a lot of hobbies that involve not actually doing anything, like eating and sleeping, and you know, I think you get the idea. So I would describe myself as a very hardworking person. I really hate to not just be doing anything, but most of the times I think myself lazy, but I actually am very hardworking. I tell myself this all the time, like, girl, you're good at what you're doing, but I mean, everyone is lazy. You gotta allow yourself to be like that all the time. So I guess it's sort of a balance, you know. It's fine that I know that I'm hardworking, but at the same time, I know I'm lazy, if that makes any sense. Moving on. Okay, so I come from a very large family. Not that I think it's important, but that just popped into my head and I just said it. I like what I do, or the things that I do. I'm into a lot, and this podcast is some sort of a branching out from what I'm used to, okay, and what I would love to get more involved in. All right, I think I have cleared that. And introducing the site. Okay, so Vintage Heart, clearly from my name, Vintage. I love that name. I don't know if you know what Vintage means, but I'll just break it down to you. So, Vintage literally means the best of its kind, old, but not old. Does that make sense? It's old, but it's not old. So, I tell people my name is Vintage, and they're like, your nickname? No, my name. Like, your name, yeah, my name. I don't think there's any other definition to a name. And they're like, I've never heard it before. I mean, you don't have to hear it or have heard it before for you to accept that it's my name. I don't get that logic, you know. Okay, so basically, I've tried to hold on to the name because of how unique it is and just how dramatic it is most of the times, and just, hey, my name is Vintage. I like that. You know, so I try to put it into most of the things that I do, you know, like outside of my academics and stuff, my entertainment and my writing. I just try to impute it by fire, by force, you know. So I thought to bring it into this very idea because it just, it's just as wide thought as this is. So I thought Vintage Hearts, it just came to me. I thought, what am I going to name this thing, this very crazy idea that I just had? And, you know, I just thought of it and I said, sounds good. So I'm sticking with it until something better, which I don't think anything can beat this, comes up. But let's see, you know, you never can tell. So Vintage Heart basically is a place I feel like I can talk and talk and talk and not have to shut up. Like, literally just talk. Okay, I know I'm going to have to find a topic to draw on and, you know, actually pass across a message, but I really just enjoy the fact that it gives me an outlet to just ramble. Honestly, I feel like that's the most thing that I enjoy about this, to just talk to myself and not really talk to myself. You know, like someone out there is listening or is going to listen to this and it's going to feel something or learn something or laugh, even if it's a little impact that I make. I feel like that's the soul of all of this, you know. And I am very happy to be doing this. Believe me, I'm very happy. So Vintage Hearts basically is a little baby right now that the idea is very new and very, very soft to mold in. So it basically can evolve into anything. At the moment, I'm seeing a lot of possibilities, and I'm just trying not to, you know, limit myself to just being a talkative, okay? I'm trying to see as much potential as I can in this, and I'm just going to take it a day and an episode at a time, okay? So long or short run, I don't know exactly if I can, like I said, if you can remember at the very start, it's like one of the million things that I do and just never follow through. I hope it's not. Like I said as well, I like to talk very much. And if this is going to give me an outlet to do that, I feel it's some sort of a good thing for me, and I wouldn't just drop it like that. You know, like I have dropped a lot of things, and it wasn't like they weren't good for me as well. It just, I don't know, it just happens. You know, one day you're doing this thing and the other day you're just not, and there's no excuse or reason, you're just not doing it, okay? I hope it won't happen with this. So I feel like I'm going to have to discipline myself in some sort of way that, you know, will keep me in check and just make sure that this whole idea doesn't just, you know, fade away or die down like that. So I think I'm just going to hope that it's more of a long-term thing and not just, you know, 2, 3, 4 trial and forgotten phase of my life. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna call it a long-term thing for me, right? So the next scenario here is, how healthy is this? Basically, I'm asking myself how healthy it is to be talking to myself right now. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about 0.2 healthy, I think. Okay, I don't know how healthy it is to be talking to yourself. I know a lot of people do it. I do it consciously, unconsciously, every day. It's like a part of me, like, that helps me just stay okay. It's very comforting to just be able to talk, not necessarily having to be conscious of who is listening, how the person is taking or understanding your words. That you're just saying it as it comes to your head, and, you know, you laugh where you want, you make mistakes where you want, and there's absolutely nobody to be like, you said this, you get me? So I feel like talking to myself is like the best kind of conversations I ever have. And now I'm doing it, just that I'm not really doing it with myself anymore. It's like talking to myself for people to listen to. Now that's a new kind of crazy, if you ask me. I think, yeah, it's a new kind of crazy. So is this healthy? I don't know. Honestly, I don't think it is. But who the hell cares? Yeah, because I enjoy doing it, so I'm gonna keep doing it. So here, I kind of bend down some tips for myself, for subsequent episodes that I'm gonna make. So I'm just gonna try and read out a few of them. I'm not gonna cast myself completely, but okay, just have a few of them. So I said, be comfortable. So I'm this kind of person that is always tense when you're trying a new thing. I mean, basically everybody might just be like that, but I feel like it's more obvious in my own area. Like when I'm trying out new things, I just freeze up, and it's like I'm naturally a very free person. Like I joke and play a lot, but when it comes to trying new things or meeting new people or just doing something that I've never done before, I tend to overthink it. And then you see me, instead of just enjoying the flow or just doing it as I would normally do, I'm just like counting my steps and being too stiff and something like that. I don't know. It has happened a lot, many things that I've tried to do, and I just ended up messing it up because I was I don't know. I was just weird about it. So that was like the very first thing that I thought about. I was like, okay, hope I'm not going to go on and just like start stiffing up or just freezing up. And that was the very first thing that came to mind. So I just had to put it down. Be comfortable. Be comfortable. That's got to be like my motto. Be comfortable. Be comfortable. Be comfortable. Vintage. Be comfortable. You can do this. Okay, so the next one I kept, the next one I wrote here is keep the jokes simple. So I don't think I can manage that one. Joking has to be a part of this one way or the other. Like I don't even have a choice. I just have to joke because, I mean, it's like talking to myself and being all serious. Like, this is unhealthy already. I don't want to make it scary, unhealthy. Yeah, so joke, 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 and laugh even when it ain't funny. Okay, so the next one I wrote here is try not to laugh too loud. Okay, try not to laugh too loud. Oh, gotcha. And the next one I wrote here is be conscious of the mic distance. So I think this is very important. Like I will probably not get it until after a couple of my episodes. Like I have to do it again and again and notice how to actually handle the mic thing, because it's a bit difficult for you to know without making a few mistakes in this kind of thing. But I'll manage. I'm trying to keep it as coolly away and close at the same time as I can manage. All right, so I'm trying. So the next one I wrote is don't overthink your mispronunciations. Okay, so I just have to say that I am an Igbo girl, and try as I might, my mother tongue will always, I mean, always forever internally be a part of me. I cannot just run away from it. I cannot delete it. I cannot just not have it. I mean, I've tried, believe me, I have tried to just to actually like learn those very words that are hard for me to pronounce and just force myself daily and daily to pronounce them in the right manner. And I just give myself headache over nothing, because at the end of the day, when I don't use them and when I don't say them in some days or weeks, and I just end up falling back to square one. It's the same Igbotic pronunciations always. It's just something that I cannot undo. I don't know. So I would have to ask in advance that you guys bear with me. If you hear or happen to notice it, you just know that I forewarned you, okay? You're listening to an Igbo girl. You gotta hear Igbo pronunciations. Deal with it, people. Okay, so the next one I wrote here is try to have fun, and more fun. I'm certainly going to do that. Okay, so the next one I wrote is Have your hand steady on the pause button. Okay, so this is very important. It's very important because I don't stay alone and I don't have a studio, neither do I have a workspace or, you know, anything like that. I stay with my parents, stay with, like I said, in a very large family. So at any moment someone could just walk in and be like, hey, did you? I'm like, oh my Jesus in heaven. Someone could actually come in here right now and be like, have you washed those? I'm gonna cry. I swear to you, it's not like that happens right now or any other episode. I'm literally going to bawl out and start crying because it wouldn't be funny. I know I had to do every single thing that could be a chore for me this night. I had to do it twice as early as, you know, outside every other day just so I could have this little time for this new thing that I'm trying out. You get me? So if someone literally were to come in here right now and be like, have you done that? I would cry. God, I would cry, and I would not stop crying. I'll just sit here and I'll cry for the rest of the night. Okay. Okay. All right. So I don't want to say too much before it actually happens. I'm just going to shut up. Okay. So I think I basically read everything. Look at me. I said I wasn't going to read everything. I basically read everything. All right. Enough of the choking part. So I think this has actually been lighthearted enough and fun. So I did complete one thing at least. Fun. Okay, so moving on to more serious things now. I think I have to set an idea of what exactly this podcast will be about. So as much as I'm a very jovial and funny person, I also tend to, you know, like serious talks and impacting people, trying to, you know, carry a message despite all the laughter and joking and, you know, just being comfortable. So I think that for starters, I'm going to try to my very best to select some topics that I feel people will relate to. So come next episode, I'm going to have serious talk now, no more jokes. And you get, so I think I've done the basics of this podcast. I've introduced myself and I've tried to set some sort of foundation, you know, for the mansion that I'm planning to build. okay, so come next episode, I'm going to try research, and, you know, I mean, this is like a full-time job now. I have to be certain of what I say on here. Someone could sue me, like, you said this, I did this because you said this, and look at what it did. Like, oh brother, oh sister, or your is your case. Okay, so I don't want to be in that sort of situation where I have to start untangling and tangling, disentangling myself from something that I actually did say, but I meant no harm. Okay, so I'm going to try and do as much research as possible, watch my words, do my homework, and just give a wonderful 10 over 10 performance every episode, back to back to back, end with the day with the episode, day after day after day. I just might become a professional. You get, like, when I come into the studio now, when I'm gonna have a studio, I come in and then it's time for me to start my podcast. I'm feeling myself because I know I'm gonna kill it. You get, like, it's, oh my god, what am I doing? Okay, I think I've had enough fun. Till next time, guys, it will be more serious stuff. Okay, it's your girl Vintage, and I have absolutely enjoyed myself for the almost 20 minutes I've been on here. I hope you did pick up something, had a laugh, or just generally felt comfortable listening up until this point. I appreciate you for staying this far, and I hope that I'll see you, or you see me, or we see each other in the next episode. All right, you have a good night, have a good day, wherever you are. Someone cares. Not me, just someone. Okay, bye.